The Old Bazaar of Bitola. The oldest wakaf in Bitola was Sungur Chaush Bey Wakaf, formed in the early 15th century. Then the built buildings, the mosque, the madrasa, the maktab, the imarat, the inn, marked the beginning of the Bitola Bazaar. It is the heart of the city, with numerous alleys, magazines, stores, shops, and workshops where people worked on the principle of one alley, one craft. At that time, more than 30 special purpose markets were recognized. At Pazar means horse market. Pekmez market means marmalade market, ointment market, wood market, and many more. In 1836, Bitola became the main headquarters of Rumelia Vilayet, and that was the period when the bazaar lived its greatest prosperity, with more than 2,500 shops, magazines, and workshops grouped in 30 markets with 75 guild organizations. Today, the old bazaar in Bitola is perhaps one-third of its totality. It extended to the city clock tower to the west. Numerous travel writers compared it to the Istanbul bazaars. It is considered that the original one was the largest in the Balkans. It is so-called alleys and Ottoman architecture, seemingly with winding, hidden streets, are in fact deliberately built and urbanly created chaos to avoid the monotony and the depression of the straightforward urban concept. The bazaar was full of surprises, mysterious shops, even more mysterious stories, legends about life, about events, about work, about the whole everyday life seen with a lot of diversity, colorfulness, and specific beauty in the glory of life. The secret of the bazaar is in fact the secret of life, unpredictable, diverse, rich in events, with characters, exchanges, and many, many dialogues. Nobel laureate Ivo Andrić wrote about the old bazaar in Bitola in its ingenious urban hold in his short story, The Vizier's Elephant, talking about it as the most important pit stop after Istanbul.